12th parak of Oilos, 3rd Mishnah, the various Perushim. We're going to go with the Vilna Gaon's Perush. Nesir Shonas al Pitana Yoshon. Yoitim Izem is a Tefach. We have a Tana that was already used, and it's Makabel Tuma, and there's a board on it, and the board is put in a fashion that is sticking out from two sides of the Tana, from the left and the right. Avalobin at Stodim, but not on the sides. It was in the east and the west, but in the north and south sides, it's not overlapping. Why? Because it doesn't go through the kli, because they're talking about the tanner is sealed off, mukav somit posel. And if it's sealed off, the tumah doesn't go through it. Rabbi Yisim heals by tanner, we don't have this concept of the sealing to prevent the tumah from going across. A betach is some type of rim that is around the top of the tanner, which is also jutting out, less than a tefach. Einam eiv is a tumah. It doesn't bring the tumah, even though by a house, there's a halacha that is ziz, a protrusion that's sticking out of the doorway, even if it's less than a tefach, it brings the tumah. That's in the house and not in the tana. Oyba ziz, if there's a ziz on top of this, another protrusion on top of the bottom protrusion. So also, just like in a house, if you have one ziz on top of another ziz, so it prevents the tumah doesn't go, if the tumah is in between them, it stays in between them. Hashenken Rabbi Shua says Reim is a betach. He says that this betach, the lower one, since it doesn't have a status to bring the tumah, it doesn't affect the top one, and the meila, the tumah is spread out from this top ziz.